Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, fellow Americans, fellow internet radio folks. Blog Talk Radio has invited me to talk about fear versus solutions. Now, this is Dr. Jim Bachman. I'm from Greensburg, Pennsylvania, and we haven't seen the sun since last Sunday. Imagine that. So not only that, but the fact that we are to stay in place and not go to our employment makes our day pretty doggone long, and makes it difficult for folks to actually function. And fear of the unknown is what I see them when I talk with folks. I'm a natural healthcare practitioner, chiropractor by education, nutritional counselor by education and experience. And I'm going to discuss today some simple things you can do for yourself. Now, I know we're all sequestered at home and we run out of things to do. We have a bucket list of things that need done. And after the first couple of days, I'm probably the most guilty out of that. I am pawing at the carpet trying to find something to do or someplace to go. And this COVID-19 is definitely interfering with our normal routines. And anytime anything interferes with your normal routine, there's a certain amount of fear that is associated with that. And particularly because this is the first time in our history we are all, and I say we, I'm talking about planet Earth, all civilizations are being affected by this virus. And it's real, it's devastating, it's horrible. I am no way, shape, or form saying that it isn't. There are a lot of folks who have tragedy going on in their family, and it is something that needs to be addressed. But what I find is that when folks are in a constant state of fear, it can affect their health, and that's the portion of this we want to address. I want you to know that we will get through this, and there is a sunshine on the other side of the fence, so to speak. We're going to have 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 weeks of discomfort, but we are all in this together. Let me say that again. We are all in this together, and we will emerge from this, hopefully more aware and more happy to be in a position of gratitude. So that being said, let's see if we can take a little journey here together. Well, I'm going to discuss something right now. It's called the HPA, hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis. Now, that's a big medical blurb for your fight or flight mechanism. Each and every one of you out there has it. And the person who has never had a fright or a scare or something that startled them, I don't think that person exists, because we have all had it, and throughout the eons of life, our body has come up with a way to be able to help us get instantly energized. The blood pressure goes up dramatically. Your vision changes. Your blood pressure changes. Your blood sugar level changes. And boom, we are ready to run away from that tiger that's chasing us, or whatever it is. Maybe it's crossing a street and the car doesn't stop, or whatever. Or maybe your child runs out someplace that they shouldn't. But that fight or flight mechanism is what's going on inside of you right now in a state of fear. We don't know what's going to happen in an hour. We don't know what's going to happen in a week, tomorrow, next month. And that fear of fear is what is fueling this, and it can affect your health. So I'm going to give you some things that you can do in order to help yourself. You know, I think it's a great idea to help yourself. A lot of us are sequestered with our children. We have been through this kind of similar thing before, but never as a world population. You baby boomers out there, I'm a baby boomer. And when I was in grade school and early junior high school, we had the threat of the atomic bomb, and we were sheltering under our desk. Now, what good that would have done, I have no idea. But that's the protocol that was used. Then we had the Cold War, and we had to deal with that. Then we had North Korea, and we had to deal with that. So there's a lot of things in life you have to deal with, and the most uncomfortable part of it is your helplessness that is fueled by fear. Let me read you a quote from a very, very astute pastor. And what he said, this is Dr. Robert Schuller. I don't know whether you've heard of him or not, but he was a very prolific writer. He writes, faith faces the fears and turns the negative into a positive. Doubt runs from fear and is overwhelmed by it. So fear in itself can create that response in your body. So in order to break up that cycle, you have to be aware that it's going on. And one of the things that I recommend folks do. Now, what I'm going to say in the next couple minutes should be evaluated by your healthcare practitioner. And if you have any challenges that would not allow you to either exercise or change your diet or drink more water or sleep more, then it is my suggestion that you contact your healthcare practitioner. And we're not in the business of diagnosing anyone with anything. We're simply making some common sense suggestions that can make a difference. I'm not an expert in immunology or virology. I studied it in both undergraduate and graduate work. And it is quite interesting and quite challenging, to be absolutely truthful with you. So fear of the unknown is something that we all have in common when our patterns change. Let me give you an example of that. If every day you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and you go to the restroom, you shave or you wash your face, you take your shower, or whatever you do to get ready to do whatever you're going to do. Maybe it's go to the office, go to breakfast, or whatever. Whatever you do. If you sleep in or you wake up early, you know that feeling that you have, that rush, that feeling, oh my gosh, something's wrong? That's what we're talking about. And one of the ways you can check yourself is take your pulse. Now, one of the best ways to take your pulse is go to the base of your finger of your thumb, and when your thumb meets your wrist, then take your index finger and the next finger to it and place it there lightly. And your heartbeat will be boom, 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 boom. And it should be 72 to 80, somewhere in that vicinity. If you have been moving around, then it's going to be a little bit more. So after you settle down for 5 or 6 minutes, then take it. If it feels like it, and what you do is you count each one and count it for 15 seconds and then multiply it times 4. And that should be your heartbeat per minute. If it's much above 80, then there's a pretty good chance that the fight-or-flight mechanism is going on. And the fight-or-flight mechanism messes with you. It's designed to get you away from some emergency, and then it's supposed to settle down and go back to what we call normal. However, in these uncharted waters that we're all in, we have never been in this situation before altogether. And all you hear all day long is negative news, negative news, negative news, negative news. Now, I'm all for tuning in, getting the information, and then turning the news off. Because all they do is they keep pounding at your heartstrings all day long and all day long and all day long. And that sells news, so you tune in, and then advertisers realize that, and they keep buying and keep buying and keep buying. That's fine. That's free enterprise. But what it's doing to you is it's keeping you in a state of fear. So what happens when you're in state of fear? Do you want to sit down and eat a very healthy, thought-out meal, or do you want to run to the refrigerator or go buy the cupboard or wherever you keep your hidden snacks and get a handful of cookies or a cupcake or a piece of cake or a piece of pie or whatever you turn to when you're stressed out? I find in dealing with people 40-some years that as soon as we're in a fearful mindset, our instincts turn on for survival. And that, unfortunately or fortunately, we always turn to comfort foods. And I say comfort foods, I'm talking about the high energy foods, the refined food. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the cookie, not the carrot. I'm talking about the cupcake, not the apple. I'm talking about the mac and cheese, not the peas. So you get the picture now. The picture is you are eating in your head for survival, and what does it do? It triggers that response and drives it even harder. And then you can't be satisfied, and you eat more, and you eat more, and you eat more, and you eat more. And before long, a week goes by, and you put on 3, 5, 7 pounds, and your blood sugar level is absolutely crazy, and you just don't feel right. So let's do some things here to help you in managing that response. I'm going to read you some information here from Natural Remedies. It's from Secrets from Food Cures. Very, very great book. So while not all of us have a plane, a sailboat, or a farm, most of us have a kitchen, a neighborhood health food store, and the following tension-relieving remedies. Now, I realize there's a lot of places you can't go now because you're supposed to be staying home and you don't want to be in crowds, but some things you can do at home. Get the family together. Share this information with them. Learn how to relax. As a family, most families don't even spend more than 15 or 20 minutes communicating to each other every day because everybody's always on a cell phone, the internet, the TV, or whatever distraction you have, checking your emails or whatever. Turn all that off for 10 or 15 minutes, and you will notice how strange everything is. So, perhaps your bucket list is to paint the kitchen. Now, this was interesting because my wife doesn't like yellow kitchens, and I did find some information here. So it said, harried homeowners, do not paint your kitchens yellow to cheer you up. According to color therapist Carlton Wagner, founder of the Wagner Institute for Color Research in Santa Barbara, California, a yellow room contributes to stress and adds of feelings of anxiety. Change your diet. You know, if you want to find out if you are eating healthier, or if you find out what you want to be eating, because very often we eat robotically when we're in stressful situations. We don't even realize we ate half a bag of potato chips or we ate 3 pieces of cake. So sit down, start writing down everything you eat for 24 hours, everything that goes in your mouth. And you may be absolutely amazed at where those chips went that you don't know where they are, or where those cookies went that you don't know where they went to. So then after that, figure out what you need to change, and then just start substituting. And you can get on the internet. You can make it a family outing, so to speak, virtually. Have them look up healthy eating for stressful situations, healthy eating natural foods, healthy eating. Mayo Clinic puts a lot of information on about that. The American Diabetic Association puts lots of information on about that. The American Chiropractic Association puts lots of information on about that particular thing. Some things you can do to help to relax your body are deep breathing exercises. Deep breathing exercises help to relax your body and reduce stress loads. Here's another interesting nostril breathing. Switch nostrils. Try this. You'll be absolutely amazed. Take your right finger, put on your right nostril. Breathe through your nose. Notice it starts to make you feel relaxed. Then switch to the left. Put your left index finger on your left nostril. Start to breathe through the right nostril. So you can see it's a strategy to deal with all this. And there are tons and tons of strategies out there. But you have to look for them. And you have to be aware, first of all, because that's what I find out most difficult for folks to understand, is that they are stressed. So you can email me, askingdrjim@gmail.com, or you can private message me through Facebook. Have an amazing day. Take a deep breath and relax.